Hello, and welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts, sitting in for Drew Mello. With me today is local artist Sean Sexton. He's back to talk about poetry and barbecue. You might have heard about it.
It's going to take place on the 15th of this month, National Poetry Month. And it's going to be at the Environmental Learning Center campus in Wabasso.
Tell me, I have seen the name for years and years and years, but I don't know that I know what the Laura Riding Jackson.
The Literary Foundation that really arose out of the life and legacy of Laura and Schuyler Jackson, Laura Riding and Schuyler Jackson. They were both world literary figures, and Laura was Robert Graves' literary partner, and she is an American, but she spent an awful lot of time abroad with him. They lived in Majorca together, and the war ran them off of Majorca and back to England, and then they came to America. And she met Schuyler Jackson, who was a literary critic of Time magazine. They fell in love, and they moved to Wabasso.
Poetry and barbecue. I can't think of anything more Florida than that.
Yes, yeah. Claude Wilkinson, who was one of the poets, said, those are two of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. So, we provide, at this event, we provide a wonderful Southern barbecue meal, and we have three world-renowned poets coming and reading. And so it's a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon. We also have, not only do we have great barbecue, but we have Orchid Island Brewery brings their beer. We have a donation of $25 to get in, and that's everything.
And you have an opportunity for some workshops as well.
Yes, on Saturday we have a teen and an adult writer's workshop, and our star, so to speak, although all three of them are stars in their own right. Naomi Shihab Nye is going to do the teen writers workshop. And I asked Naomi, have you ever done that? Would you come and do that? And she said, oh, for 45 years. So she's pretty good, pretty experienced in that. She'll give a great workshop. And Alice Fryman, who was another really quite a renowned poet, she was here last year, and she's going to do the adult writers workshop. She's returning.
Who comes to this? Do I need to be experienced in poetry? Who do you want to come to this event?
You know, I feel that the thing that we really do is that we develop audiences for poetry. And I want somebody to come who's never heard it, has never been read to or recited to. And there's a great quote by William Carlos Williams, the poet from New England. He said, it's hard to get the news from poems, but men perish daily for lack of the things they contain. If you don't have poetry in your life, you should. And there are two kinds of people in the world. There are people who love poetry, and there are people who just don't know about it yet.
Now, you've got this great lineup. Tell me a little bit about your lineup and how you get them to come to Vero Beach.
Oh, my God. How did I get Naomi Shihab Nye to come? She's all for what we're doing, fostering literature in a community. And Annalicia Sotelo is one of our poets. The title of the event is Voices Beyond Water and Walls. And we're going to slam up against the alienation of our immigrant and voices from other cultures and how they meld into the fabric of America and make up who we are. And Naomi's Palestinian, Annalicia is Latina, and Peggy Ann Tart, who is a native New Yorker, Manhattanite, is Black. And we're going to have those voices, and we're going to have that kind of interface between culture and who we think of as ourselves.
We've been speaking with Sean Sexton about poetry and barbecue. It's April 15th at the Environmental Learning Center in Wabasso. We'll have a link to more information on our website, wqcs.org. We'll also have Sean there reading a poem from each of the featured speakers.